This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Egypt's foreign minister has spoken with his Israeli counterpart about stabilizing the Cairo-brokered Gaza ceasefire deal. A statement by Egypt's foreign ministry said the two diplomats Friday discussed shoring up the deal, which has mostly brought a halt to fighting between Israel and the Palestinians. They hope that it will facilitate the reconstruction of Gaza. Statement said the ministers also agreed on the importance of coordination between the two nations, the Palestinian Authority, and international partners on securing communication channels to achieve peace. It did not provide any further details. U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday that there has been no shift in his commitment to Israel's security, but insisted a two-state solution that includes a state for Palestinians remains the only answer to the conflict. Biden spoke at a White House news conference on the first full day of the ceasefire after 11 days of Israeli-Hamas fighting that killed well over 200 people, most of them Palestinians, in Gaza. Biden also downplayed the idea that the newly ended fighting had opened a rift among Democrats, as scores of Democrats split with Biden's quiet diplomacy with ally Israel to publicly demand a ceasefire. The Iraq government, for the first time, is expected to bring home about 100 Iraqi families from a sprawling camp in Syria next week. It's a move that U.S. officials see as a hopeful sign in a long, frustrated effort to repatriate thousands from the camp known as a breeding ground for young insurgents. The Marine General Frank McKenzie is a top U.S. general for the Middle East. On an unannounced visit to Syria on Friday, he expressed optimism that the transfer would happen.